and a lot of great concerts are going on, including a veterans concert called Grant Us Peace, the Spokane Kenterai, the Festival Singers, Collegium Chamber Orchestra, will take place on Sunday at 3 o'clock at St. John's Cathedral. We'll get a taste of this concert before we, and certainly the attitude and the feeling of this, on our way into deeper discussion of this. And we're going to save the rest for the Sunday concert. Timothy Westerhouse with me. And I think the very thing of, first, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Vern.
The America the Beautiful, the thing that we often forget in our single verse lives is a whole story that gets told, including it beautifully by America, by that song, America the Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's the phrase that we just heard that really, I think, captures maybe the kernel of what we're hoping to capture. The people who, more than self, our country loved, that there's this selfless contribution of all those who have gone before and today, those in the armed forces, but all of us, is what makes this country. The richness of the poetry of all those following verses. It's a beautiful arrangement by Frank LaRocca.
And that's what music can so beautifully do, especially when those later verses do remind us of the whole story. And isn't it kind of that sense of the whole story that you have in mind in putting this concert together?
It is, yeah. It's, you know, in a time where, geez, it seems like there's a lot more that divides us than brings us together, it's a hope to step back and to thank, to honor those who have served. And we're doing it not just with our choir, but partnering with a wonderful member in our Spokane community, a retired U.S. Air Force chaplain, Jeffrey Neuberger. And of course, we celebrate the Americana, the give me your tired, you are poor, but also a little bit of a digging into more deeply, what does it mean to be a place of refuge? What does it mean to be a place of safety and security that we recognize as a common human desire, and yet there's a role for that safety and security for our country as well? So it's a lot of paradoxes, a lot of kind of inner struggles, even as we take this moment to pause and recognize those virtues of liberty, of peace, of safety and security.
And so how did Caroline Shaw deal with that very question?
Yeah, so this, for those who might not know, Caroline Shaw, New York City-based composer who's just really made lots of waves in the choral and beyond world.
And the instrumental world,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So a piece that she wrote recently is called To the Hands, and it connects a Baroque work, Buxtehude's interpretation of the figure of Christ, but taken in a completely different version, looking at the hands of those who have served in so many ways. And as a New York composer, she wrote a poem in response to Emma Lazarus's sonnet, and it's called Her Beacon Hand Beckons. And I wonder if I had the text here just a moment ago.
Yeah, please.
It starts, "Her beacon hand beckons," referring to the Lady of Liberty. "Give to me those yearning to breathe free, tempest-tossed. They cannot see what lies beyond the olive tree, whose branch was lost amid the pleas for mercy, your tired fighters fleeing, flying above, those yearning to be free." And it ends with this turn. We hear in this modern composition the gasping for breath almost that the singers are giving, and ends with the lines, "I will be your refuge," from Lady Liberty, but then turns it for all of us. "We will be your refuge."
That last line, "We will be a refuge," that was the section of a larger work, Her Beacon Hand Beckons, Caroline Shaw's piece that we were just hearing, music that is coming from this Sunday concert, Grantis piece, the Veterans Concert at St. John's Cathedral, Sunday at 3 o'clock. And Tim Westerhaus, if refugees and the whole largest sense of that is one thing, then, of course, with Veterans Day looming, is the sense of veterans, and I think that's where we're going in the next example that you have for us.
Yeah, so the concert it's divided into two halves, and we have our Spokane Cantorai, or professional 32-voiced ensemble, offering first a section that kind of centers around that type of patriotism, Americana, even starting with a beautiful setting of the Star Spangled Banner that everyone will sing in. The last section of the concert is this idea of land, of liberty, of refuge, and that's when we hear the Carolyn Shaw from that work. But in the centerpiece, we have a section of our program dedicated to what we call Letters from the Field. And so we hear letters written during the Civil War era. We hear letters and poetry written during World War I in Flanders Field, written by a Canadian veteran. And then we also hear a modern letter from the field, written in 2003. Private First Class Jesse Givens wrote a letter before deploying to Iraq and left it with his wife, Melissa, with the instructions, "Do not open unless I should pass." And with his wife's permission, Lee Hoiby set this very, very tender and real letter. Sometimes, you know, when we hear the news or we are reading about the politicians talking, we just forget that there's a real human family, tender aspect of all those who serve. And so by using this letter, which we acknowledge as I said, an intimate, tender sharing, a chance to enter into that more human element of it.
So let's hear a little of this. Again, a section of the last letter home, written by Lee Hoiby. Already we hear that real sense of the gentleman who wrote the letter, Jesse Givens, talking about what matters to him in his life, his family,
yeah.
and all those things. That's the last letter home. Jesse Gibbons wrote that from Iraq, and Lee Hoiby said it. That was with the Cornell Glee Club. Those represent some of the wonderful messages of the first half of this Veterans Concert, Granis Peace, 3 o'clock on Sunday at St. John's Cathedral. Then the second is a large work, the Vaughan Williams, Dona Nobis Pacem, Give Us Peace.
Yeah, so this, people ask if I have a bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really keep a bucket list except for a piece like this, which, you know, maybe 10 years ago, I remember singing for the first time under Ann Howard Jones at a American Choral Directors Association convention and just thought, was so moved by the poetry, the stunning musical language, and also the applicable message. So this is a work Vaughan Williams wrote in 1936. So we're clearly post-World War I, but we could tell what was going on in mainland Europe. And there was a sense of the rising, you know, beating drums of war that were approaching. And he chose poetry by Walt Whitman, interesting, crossing the Atlantic, Civil War era, as a way to, not just as a plea for peace, but also to highlight, you know, just like we heard in the Lee Hoiby, the human aspects of the sacrifice, the selflessness of those who serve mm-hmm. in a war. So this work is primarily in English, even though it's called Dona Nobis Pacem, which translates to Grant Us Peace. And starts with chamber orchestra, chorus, and soloist with this cry and yearn for peace. Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. But it's a secular piece, so he's utilizing many different languages. We're performing a version for chamber orchestra just released. It's not even a year old, commissioned by King's College. And really effectively uses chamber orchestra with organ, harp, very colorful harp, and percussion. And our soloists will be Amy Porter and Max Mendez.
Let's hear this on Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
section from this larger work by Vaughan Williams, Dona Nobis Pacem, is the larger work from 1936 to Walt Whitman Poetry, and Tim Westerhaus, who's conducting this on Sunday at 3 at St. John's Cathedral. Too many thoughts at once. But first, from 1936, just thinking about that with what is just around the corner.
Exactly. And of course, Vaughan Williams writing at that time didn't know. And what we know now about that war and, you know, leading up to it, there were pacifists. There were those saying we need to, you know, rise up against fascism. I mean, it was even more complex than he could ever have known. And what I think is so profound in this music, what we just heard, wow! I mean, you hear the angst, you hear the violence in the music, but you also hear that deep-seated and restful place of peace that he is so clearly, you know, calling out. And the complexities that this music has, I think, give homage to all those who have served. And that's why, you know, even with the title Grant Us Peace, it's on this program for this concert, a way to invite people into, it's not a black and white, you know, issue for all those who serve and for our country.
Yeah. Of this concert, the Veterans Concert, Grant Us Peace, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at St. John's Cathedral, the Cantorai, which is your chamber choir, and then this is the Festival of Singers. So you have other
about
community.
50 singers are okay, all joining great. Together, and our chamber orchestra is about 30. So not too small of a group, and really features some beautiful, you know, special playing. Harp has a major role. It's a whole colorful battery of percussion that at the end it almost sounds like a Christmas has arrived with tubular bells and glockenspiel. Four percussionists going crazy there for the arrival of a real joyful and victorious place. But, you know, the poetry at the center is really a highlight, the wind poetry. And one of the movements I think that maybe we'll have a little time to hear just a bit of, A Dirge for Two Veterans, is this just touching poetry from the Civil War era. Of course, different time then, where we learn through the poetry as it's slowly revealed. It's not just two unrelated veterans. It's a son and father. And just the touching, you know, inside picture. That's what we hope to share this Sunday at 3 o'clock.
So let's hear that. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Vern.
And here is that.
Thank you.
So again, we're giving tastes on that concert that's Sunday afternoon, and that was a taste of the Dirge for Two Veterans, based on Walt Whitman poetry, and that is between the two veterans being a father and a son. And a few details on that. It's 3 o'clock Sunday at St. John's Cathedral. Tickets are through Brown Paper Tickets, and it's free for veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces.